Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Monday, the 26th of May. US President Trump retreated from their proposal to aggressively tax US consumers of European products, delaying the threatened 50% tariff on imports until July. Trump's repeated retreats on tariffs have become frequent enough that it raises questions as to why the markets continue to react negatively to the initial announcement. Rationally, investors must place a very high probability, bordering on certainty, that Trump will retreat from any aggressive tariff announcement, and yet risk assets were sold after Friday's social media posts. There are three reasons why markets are likely to continue to react to such policy announcements. First, a tariff threat, however unlikely to last in the long term, has the potential to disrupt supply chains and create distortions in the short term. As long as the threat exists, businesses have to act in a way that provides some insurance against even the remote possibility of Trump following through on their threats. For instance, firms might seek to stockpile imported components ahead of a tariff threat, diverting supply intended for other markets to push into US warehouses. Such insurance action will increase costs and complicate logistics. Second, Trump's announcements are a signal about policy making in a broader sense. Wild swings in policies create uncertainty in multiple fields, and that requires assets to price a risk premium. The more uncertain the policy making is in general, the greater the risk premium will need to be. In addition, Trump's policy announcements also act as a signal about who might be influencing the president. Investors perceive two factions on trade, a generally conventional view headed by US Treasury Secretary Bessent, and a more radical view focused on US Trade Representative Navarro. If policy announcements suggest that the more radical faction is influencing Trump, then there will be more concern in the financial markets. Markets tend to favour the conventional over the unpredictable disruption of the extreme. Third, even with the almost inevitable reversal of aggressive tax policies, there may be damage in terms of popular perception. The media spotlight naturally tends to focus on the sensational, and the potential economic damage of Trump's trade policies is pretty sensational. The retreats are less entertaining and get less attention. This may influence the perception of consumers. For instance, anecdotal evidence suggests that some consumers blamed rising coffee prices on Trump's threatened taxes on Colombian imports, even though the Colombian tariff policy was one of Trump's fastest and earliest retreats, and the price increases for coffee were driven by other factors. If consumers blame price increases on tariffs that may not actually materialize, it opens the way to more profit-led inflation by retailers. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.